Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones. Brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And we're very happy to welcome back to our show here this morning, Kyle Davis. Kyle, how are you?
I'm great. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy you're here. And what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, I'd love to play the first song off of this new record. It's off of Jericho, and this is called The Last Line.
Excellent. Here is Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Twin minutes out of New York City, like a moth drawn to the lights. You live broken, narrow, worthy for black tie horse, cellophane looks like ice. Somewhere beneath the radar, trying to understand seasons of grace. We go down these roads. Can't get back, and no one ever said that this would be easy. I never knew it could rain like this in the rainy season. Searching for flame, will you search with change as you go? And maybe the next line I write, it'll mean the most. Will I cut my hair, shave my face, try to leave barely a trace? The numbers don't lie, the courts might try. I'm an innocent man, and no one ever said this was easy. Superman and Captain Marvel didn't want wings and fly. Somewhere 30,000 feet up, only to cry. And every time I got up to walk over, looking down gave me a attack. Someone take this weight, 'cause it's breaking my back. No one ever said that this would be easy. Never knew it could rain like this in the rainy season. In search of a flame, will you search with change as you go? And maybe the next line I write, or maybe the next line, it'll mean the most. It'll mean the most. I hope the last lines I write mean most.
Yeah. Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
Man, you still have that great voice. It is. I always know it's you. As soon as you open your mouth, it's great.
It's a little shaky this early, but...
That's okay. That's okay. That was very nice. So you have a new single out.
Yeah, well, a new record. Yeah, and I guess the whole record will be coming out soon, but it was the first song off of it, and I'm excited. I had a great time making it. And
yeah?
And
How long has it taken to make?
Oh, my goodness. I am so slow. It's probably a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we started at Mitch Easter's place, made it with the same group of people.
Uh-huh.
It's the 25-year reunion, same group of people that I made Raising Heroes with, Don Dixon and Rob Ladd, Peter Holsapple, and Mike Durham. And so we went to Mitch Easter's, spent a little bit of time there, and then we kind of finished it throughout the next year and a half and finished lyrics and vocals. And actually, Dixon came to my house, and we did some things, did a lot at my house, really. So we just kind of just finished it. It kind of organically finished itself slowly.
Now, did you do it all at your house, or was there a studio involved?
Well, we recorded all the basic tracks at Mitch Easter's studio in Winston-Salem. Where he and Don have worked together for a long, long time. So Fidelatorium, which is just a great place. And and it was a good time. It's great to work with people that you've been working with for a long time, and it's more than just music when you kind of got that much history. I mean, I've got 30 years of history with him.
With Don Dixon?
Yeah.
It's great that you know him. We've played him here on the show.
Yeah, oh, God, that's great. He and Marty, both.
Marty.
Yeah.
Marty Jones.
Yeah.
And did he introduce you to Phil Ramone? Is that how you came to play for Phil Ramone, or at least kind of a...
No.
No?
Bill Reed introduced me to Don Dixon through another little label deal, but... I ended up, Melinda Newman wrote an article and included me on the cover of Billboard magazine in 1995 as one of their favorite unsigned artists. But it included a record which Don had produced some songs on. And so Phil ended up signing me to a label, and I still brought in Don. And Phil was the executive producer. Don was the day-to-day. And we did that down in Nassau, spent a few weeks, like 3 or 4 weeks down there.
What was it like to work with Phil Ramone?
You know,
he's like a legend in the recording industry.
I could talk forever. I know I drove him crazy asking him questions about, Blood on the Tracks and about. So McCartney didn't have, and I stayed at his house for weeks at a time, off and on. I lived there.
Wow.
So I was always there when he came home, and I know it drove him crazy, but he did all these interesting things. So he really engineered at his A&N studios. He engineered RAM for McCartney, and at the same time he was doing, I think it was like One Trick Pony across the hall.
Well, he also produced Frank Sinatra. That's a name that not very many people know.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's amazing. He just, all those, he did a lot of stuff early on. He did the band.
Yeah.
But, later on, he did a lot of Barbara Streisand,
did a lot of stuff with Billy Joel, I think. Paul Simon.
Yes. But he did probably 6 or 7 records with Joel.
He's got a great book, by the way. I've been reading the book. I haven't gotten all the way through it, but it's a very interesting book about how he produced a lot of these iconic records that he is known for.
Yeah.
And how these people were to work with, like Barbara Streisand. It's an interesting book. I suggest you pick it up. But anyway, I'm sorry, I digress.
No, it's so interesting. I won't say much more, but he would sit and talk for an hour on how he did the early sessions for Burt Bacharach in the early 60s, and how they would have, he would mic
he would have 40 mics. They would record everything in one room.
Yeah.
I find that unbelievable. That's just like a technique. I don't know how many people can do that.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the album. How many tracks is this album going to have?
It's 8 tracks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just over an EP.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an EP.
You just crossed the line.
You just crossed the line. And this is the first single that you're releasing from it, right?
Yes.
The one that you just did.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to release any more singles before the album comes out?
I think we're going to release the record, and then we'll probably do at least 2 video singles next year, at least 2, maybe 3, and just kind of work the record through the year, you know.
Is this a concept album, or is it just an amalgamation of a lot of different songs?
I think it's just, as you said, an amalgamation of a lot of different songs. But somebody said, I just keep writing the same theme over and over. I mean, there is a lot of the theme of the song Jericho is kind of about the lost and found and the person calling to the lost. And the person that's lost may just be wandering, may not be lost. It's kind of a lot of those themes. And the last line, it's really, I guess, a story more of hope and thinking that our next line, our next phase in life, the next things we're in are going to be better and we're going to learn more from what we're doing.
Sure.
It's been 4 years since the last record, and a lot of this record encompasses things that have happened to people around me and to my group, larger group, and you know, that my life interacts with and to me personally, you know. So it's usually involved in that way.
Yeah. We're talking with Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we do have this up on Facebook, by the way. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. What else would you like to do for us here?
Well, I'd love to do this song called Matches.
Now, is this going to be on the new album?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yep.
We like it when you have brand new music here on this show, that's for sure.
You'll get these soon.
And it's called Matches, you say?
Matches.
Is there any story behind it? Or
Not a huge story behind this. It's your basic love gone awry
okay.
story.
All right. Okay, here's Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
After the storm has come and gone, what's left for you and me? I heard a voice last night and spoke your name. All of the words that fall on deaf ears as we dance with circumstance. You can hang the veil in the closet on some old nail. You play with matches and something's gonna burn. You can guarantee that someone has poured on kerosene. And from a distance I was praying smoke was steam kicking through these ashes. They look a lot like our old dreams. All of the things we choose to keep, the things we throw away. It's not the first, it's not the last nail that tips the scale. And not every shoulder is for crying on. Not every hill is worth dying on. The lost and found sometimes are in equal despair. And you play with matches. Something is gonna burn. You can guarantee someone's poured on kerosene. And from a distance I was praying smoke was steam kicking through these ashes. They look a lot like our old dreams. You want someone else in some other place. You want forgiveness and a little grace. I hope you find the things you lack, but it's not me. This is a wheel that's gone off the track. You play with my jizz and something is gonna burn. You can guarantee that someone has poured on some kerosene. From a distance, I was praying smoke was steam kicking through these ashes. They look a lot like our old dreams. Walking through these ashes, they look a lot like our old dreams. You play with matches and something is gonna burn.
Yeah. Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thank you.
This album sounds like it's gonna be a wow. A house wrecker, as they say.
So did the button on my jacket bother you, or was it keeping time okay?
Well, you're fine. But really, it sounds great. And so when do you think it will be out?
You know, I've got a guy, David Avery at Powderfinger is helping me work this record. He's out of Boston. And so I'm going to talk to him next week, and I think we're going to put it out. I mean, it's so late before Christmas, but I think it'll come out probably in early December.
Okay.
It'll be available on Spotify and iTunes, and then we're printing some, a little bit of vinyl and some CDs. And
are all the songs band driven, or do you have any songs that you just play acoustic on?
They are kind of band driven, most of this record, and we're probably going to have a couple of late additions, like bonus tracks that, mm-hmm. that are acoustic.
I see.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this event you have coming up here. I noticed, it's called Music with a Mission.
Yeah. It's in Charles City, which is not super far. It's kind of between Richmond and Williamsburg, and it is this Saturday. This Saturday, it's music all day. It's myself, Carrie Lacey in the evening, and Cody Christian with a band. And all the proceeds go towards the destruction, and mainly towards children's clothes, children's anything that can help them towards the winter. And so,
and this is mainly going to Helene victims. North Carolina and probably out in Virginia.
Correct.
Really?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Really out far. Did you know anybody involved in the hurricane?
I knew several people that were involved. And you know, it's funny, after I leave here, I'm going to go see my friend Michael Lilly. He's playing Williamsburg.
Yes. Yeah, and he's up in Williamsburg today.
Mm-hmm. And he's heading back to Asheville. But I checked in with him and heard from him and several other people that live in Western North Carolina. And it's kind of... It's, if you know, not to lay your eyes on it, it's just, it's kind of unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And what's so upsetting is just people have lost everything.
Right.
And a lot of people still don't have power there, I think. And probably water, too. It's just awful what they've been going through. And now, where is this Indian Fields Tavern in Charles City? Is that on Route 5?
Mm-hmm. It's on Route 5. It's a great – they have a Five Fields Brewery, have a great restaurant. And in the back is a newer venue. It's a barn. It's got a stage. Mm-hmm. And they've had a lot of events in the last year, and so that's where the bands are going to be playing. It's music all day. There'll be vendors and different things, but I think tickets are $35, and every bit of it, not a musician, nobody's getting paid. It's all going towards, towards the hurricane destruction in Western.
Well, I think that is just amazing, and that's November 16th, which is this coming Saturday.
Yes.
And it's going on. What time does it start?
I think it starts around noon. And there's music. There's acoustic music going on all day. I'll have a band.
Oh, okay.
I'll be with the band. I'm playing at 6. Carrie Lacey's playing at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody Christian's probably playing at 8. And you can probably spread those out a little bit for set changes, taking a little more than 15 minutes. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and it's a really great venue. Indian Fields Tavern is neat. It's about 30 minutes from Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in between, and it's just a great. This is a great cause, and hopefully people will come out and listen to some music.
Well, thanks so much for doing it, and pass that along to the other artists too. That's really cool.
Definitely, thank you.
Excellent. We're talking with Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us?
Yeah.
Kind of round this out here.
Let's see if we can... So I haven't done this acoustically a whole lot. This, on the record, came out kind of like a Bill Withers tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sail Away. And this song is here again, it's just examining our shelf life, and it's saying, hey, we need to live and treat people like we know we're all, our sails are going to fill up and we're sailing away at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Cannons fire from ships far away. Words tend to escalate, and here we go again, yeah. And the circus never did leave this town. Those folks who are always around. Bones is trying to get a gun from a sad clown. I said, hi, hallelujah, let the years go right through. You don't want that stuck inside. It's kind of how water pours through your fingers, but holds ships up on the sea as we wait for westerlies, knowing that one day I'm gonna sail away. Yeah, on the way home last night, my wife and I had this fight. She said, you gotta let go, you're holding on too long. Let go. The horse threw a shoe, the wagon lost a wheel. We shook, but there was no deal. Go figure, ain't nobody worth the weight of their word. I said, hi, hallelujah, let the years go right through you. You don't want that stuck inside. It's kind of how water pours through your fingers, but hold ships up on the sea as they wait for the breeze, knowing that one day we're gonna sail away. Yeah. One day we're gonna sail away. Yeah, I'm standing here, and the sun is finally punched through. There ain't a kernel of truth, you know his own youth is slipping away. Yeah, slipping away. And I said, hi, hallelujah. Gonna let the years go right through them. You don't want that stuck inside. It's kind of how water pours through your fingers. But hold ships up on the sea as they wait for westerlies, knowing that one day, yeah, we're all gonna sail away. Hey, you might wanna live life. We're all gonna sail away. Oh, baby, I'm gonna live life.
Really nice. Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today, and I really wish you the best with this new record, Jericho. It should be coming out like in December, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for doing what you do and being such a purveyor and creator of music in this Tidewater area. You are such an icon.
An icon. Yeah, I've never been called it. Well, hey, Denise, I'm an icon. Did you hear that?
Denise, he's an icon. I so much appreciate what you do, and you're so good at it. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I also wish you the best with this show that's coming up, Music with a Mission for the Hurricane Victims, the victims of Helene. Let me remind everybody when that is. That's next Saturday, November 16th, starting around noon at Indian Fields Tavern in Charles City. Yeah. I really think that's incredible that you guys are doing that. And, well, I don't know if I can make it up there on Saturday, but my thoughts will be with you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Kyle Davis here on Hunter at Sunrise.